I'm Andrea Chalvin with 91.5 KRCC News. A Colorado law designed to punish people for posting intimate photos of former lovers or spouses on the internet has resulted in nearly 200 charges since it was passed in 2014. The Denver Post reports just more than one-third of those have resulted in guilty pleas or verdicts. School districts across the state, including in Colorado Springs, are hopeful voters will agree to provide millions of dollars in funding this November. KUNC economy reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
Mill levies, which only apply to property owners, are one of the few ways that school districts can ask voters for money. The demand and need is largely due to diminishing funding from the state, which has invoked the negative factor since 2010, a budgetary maneuver that allows it to pay school districts less than the state's funding formula mandates. The fiscal year's budget increases the negative factor to around $880 million. Underfunding coupled with the state's booming population has left districts scrambling. Many have earmarked dollars they hope will be approved by voters to increase teacher pay so they don't lose them to higher-paying districts or other states. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And 50 new housing units for homeless veterans in El Paso County are planned for the Cimarron Hills area. The Pikes Peak United Way says the supportive facility will also provide transition and wellness services. Construction is set to begin in spring 2018 on land donated to the agency from a local developer. This is 91.5 KRCC News.